right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The wussification of America.
TV shows like Daniel Tiger. Some of the lessons are okay. Some of them are making wussy, codependent children that we don't have time for.
You know what? Tell her you hate her too.
I would like to see Daniel Tiger get into a fight with Prince Wednesday at some point instead of going and running to mommy and her singing a cute little song telling him how to get over his issues.
Yeah, you're going to have to take him out.
Mr. Rogers would be so disappointed.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Deontay.
Feels like it's been forever since I've talked to you.
I know. We don't talk enough. I think we should have a texting relationship or something.
We probably should, except I'm kind of bad at texting.
I know you are.
I'm really good at reading them and then replying in my head.
Yeah. Or saying, I'm going to reply to you as soon as my husband gets off the phone. And then 6 hours later, you reply.
Well, it's hard when you have three kids.
I get it.
You get distracted easily.
It hurts my feelings.
Aww.
I feel like I should be a little bit more important in your life. But
more important than my children?
I have to accept the fact that there are people above me, and that's okay.
Yeah, the little people, they consume a lot of my time.
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, and lately there's been this one issue that keeps coming up over and over again, and I'm getting kind of stumped about how to deal with it.
Okay, so you have three kids.
I have three.
Sydney is?
Nine.
Miles is?
Seven.
And Jude is three. Okay, so which child are you having a problem with?
Miles.
Okay.
He is a mama's boy. He is very sweet. He's all boy. Like, he's rough and tumble. You know, he tears stuff up. He does corny boy humor jokes, that kind of thing. He's all boy, but he's very sensitive. He's a mama's boy. Gets his feelings hurt really easily. You know, he's the kind of kid, if you fuss at him, he's immediately, you know, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. If his sister's mean to him, it hurts his feelings. So he's a sensitive kid. Jude, on the other hand, he is all boy times 1,000.
You call him Jude NATO, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
He is going to take out everything within his path,
mm-hmm.
including his brother.
Oh, no.
And Miles doesn't really know how to deal with that.
Oh.
And they're 3.5 years apart. Miles is a good foot and a half taller than Jude is.
I mean, there's
a
huge difference between a 3.5-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Yes. And Jude is, I mean, that kid's just rough.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know the word gentle. Like,
okay,
even,
so real quick, just give me an example of a big meltdown that your 3-year-old Jude has caused your 7-year-old Miles.
They get into, one of the biggest arguments is, Jude wants things done his way immediately.
Right.
And if you don't give in to him, it's just going to be yelling and screaming and sometimes hitting and kicking. And if Miles gets anxious when Jude gets upset about stuff. So maybe they're watching a TV show and Jude wants to watch Power Rangers. If Miles doesn't change the TV immediately and it's not the episode that he wants, he's yelling and screaming, and then Miles gets frustrated, and then here comes Jude, and he's yelling at him, and he's hitting him, and Miles is in a panic, comes running to me, and I don't want to say man up.
But it's time to man up.
But what I want to say is man up.
What would you prefer that he do?
And that's the thing. I mean, how do you tell your kid to handle it himself? When his brother hits him, as a mother, you're supposed to say, you're bigger than him, don't hit him back. But in my head, I want to say, hit him back.
He's going to have to at some point.
You're the big brother. You're going to have to figure out how to deal with this kid. And the thing that's difficult is he doesn't have these issues at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because he's on equal footing. I've done a good job about, like, look, you don't have to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
So if some kid's being a jerk, walk away. You don't have to put up with people being rude to you or mean to you or whatever. But this is your brother and you have to live with him for the next 800 years.
Teach him a lesson.
Yeah. That's what I want to tell him. But how do you tell your kid if he's hitting you, hit him back? Because eventually you're bigger than him. He's going to figure out that he can't push you around.
Well, you know what I think a big problem is with kids today, and I'm guilty of doing this with my nephew when I have him, is TV shows like Daniel Tiger. Mm. Have you ever watched that?
Daniel
Tiger's Neighborhood. He's the animated Mr. Rogers,
mm-hmm.
and every episode has a lesson.
Right.
If you get hurt, tell an adult, they'll make it better.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't figure something out, try again before you go running to mommy and daddy.
Right.
Some of the lessons are okay. Some of them are making wussy, codependent children that we don't have time for.
The wussification of America.
I would like to see Daniel Tiger get into a fight with Prince Wednesday at some point instead of going and running to mommy and her singing a cute little song telling him how to get over his issues.
I'm with you, Shannon. I am with you on this. Like, at some point, we have to teach our kids how to handle things for themselves.
We do. And it is completely on you, the parent, mm-hmm. to do so. I've been watching. I feel so guilty now that I'm saying it out loud, but whatever, it's what we do. Bob the Builder. I watch a lot of Bob the Builder. And something that I don't get about that show, and I'm kind of taking this a little different direction, so bear with me, but the life lessons are so wrong mm-hmm. that I don't understand any parent in good conscience letting their child watch it. Like with Bob, his little machines mess up every single job that he does. Every job, he can do it almost to completion. The machines are going to go in and screw it up. And then it's, can we fix it? Yes, we can. And then they fix it, and everything's fine at the end of it. But that's not life.
Right.
Those machines would be fired and replaced if they messed up in some of the ways that Bob the Builder's machines do. I don't understand it. How does he not replace them? It drives me crazy nuts. And something that I've posted on Facebook is there's an episode where Scoop is going to be inspected by Curtis to make sure he's in proper working condition, whatever. So his emergency light goes out on top. He freaks out. He's like, I'm not going to pass the inspection. And he goes and tries to hide, and he causes all this damage to himself outside of the light. I cannot believe I'm going on about Bob the Builder, but this really bothers me. So Bob and Wendy finally find Scoop, and Bob is going to replace his emergency light. And I cannot, for the life of me, understand why he turns the light counterclockwise, which loosens things, instead of clockwise, which tightens things. Clockwise tightens, counterclockwise loosens. That's it. That's life. End of story. So why is Bob doing it backwards? I don't get it.
I don't have the answer to that.
So if you want to toughen your child up, I'll bring it back to you now. If you want to toughen your child up, don't let them watch that crap. Turn on some MMA or Teen Mom or something where there's family violence. Let them watch that stuff and see how cops. Let them see how it really is.
Maybe we just need to invent a family-friendly problem-solving television show.
Like what?
I don't know. But
like The Nanny?
I don't know. But
it's already been done.
I don't know, but it's so frustrating because we're surrounded with this walk away, handle things nicely, be
you
the bigger person.
Always.
And sometimes you just have to say, you know what? Knock it off and beat the crap out of somebody.
Absolutely, you do. I know this sounds horrible, and I'm sorry if any parents are letting their children listen to this, but you're not going to learn your lesson until you feel what you're doing to somebody.
It's just so frustrating, especially like with Miles and Sydney. And Sydney's dramatic, and she's a girl, and she says mean and ugly things, and then Miles gets his feelings hurt. And with him, she's not physical. She gets mad, and she screams, I hate you, at him. And he's like, Sydney hates me. You know what? Tell her you hate her, too. It's easier, I think, with words. You can say, you know, if she's being rude to you, tell her. You're being rude. I'm not going to play with you. Walk away. It's not difficult, but it's really, it's easy when you're dealing with words. But when it gets physical, it's not politically correct to tell your 7-year-old to hit his 3.5-year-old brother.
But 3.5-year-old brother is going to have to learn his lesson.
I know.
Because it's going to expand outside of your house. And outside to bullying his brother who's twice his age
yep.
to other people. And then it's just going to cause a lifetime of problems.
I know. Is it okay to tell him, like, don't hit him first, but hit him back? I think maybe it's not okay to say that.
I mean, is Miles at an age and a size where he could, if Jude was coming at him and hitting him, where he could grab his arm and just hold it to the sides and just say, you need to stop?
I think physically he could. I don't think his reflexes are quick enough for that yet. He's still in that kind of gangly where he doesn't really know how his body works yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's not that quick yet.
Pees on the toilet seat a lot, probably. That kind.
Yeah.
In my opinion, which I only have a cat, I don't have kids, he's going to have to get a taste of his own medicine before he's going to quit. Miles is just going to have to man up and hit him back or push him back or do something at some point.
I keep telling him, figure out how to handle it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big boy. Figure it out. Don't come to me. I don't want to hear tattling. I don't want to hear. Figure out how to handle it. And I'm hoping he'll take away from that and figure out on his own, but he's such a gentle spirit. He would never hurt somebody on purpose, you know, and I don't want him to lose that. I want him to keep that gentle spirit about him, but by the same token,
you don't want his brother giving him black eyes.
Yeah, you're going to have to take him out.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that kids get so many mixed messages.
See, and I think that's part of it too.
Yeah.
You don't want him to be the bully, but by the same token, like, defend yourself.
Yeah, you don't want him to be the one that everybody's making fun of at school and pushing around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's crying in the corner about it.
Right.
Is it something that you've spoken with your husband about?
Yeah, and I think we're both still kind of stumped with we don't know how to, you know, approach it, because you don't want him to be the, you know, I mean, and Miles is just so sensitive about everything. Everything hurts his feelings, and I'm big on, like, look, you're going to have to work that out. Mm-hmm. And with words, I think it's easier. You know, I can tell him, you know, sometimes he'll tell me, it just doesn't, you know, if I'm yelling at him, it just doesn't seem like you love me. Ugh. Of course I love you. I'm your mother. Go to bed.
Yeah, right.
So I think with the words, I think words are easier to handle than the physical aspect of it. Because if somebody hits you, you're supposed to walk away, because it's school. If somebody hits you and you hit them back, you're both in trouble.
Absolutely.
So, but at home, your three-year-old brother doesn't really get the concept. At some point, you're going to have to pummel that kid back and put him in his place.
So is that what you do now? If Miles comes to you and says, "You just kicked me in the privates." Do you punish Jude?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he still continues to do it anyway.
Yeah, I think part of that is just
toddler mentality.
Yeah, because I think they're three and they have all of these emotions and they don't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they act out physically because that's all they really have. With Miles, I was really good about, it's okay to say that you're upset. It's okay to say that you're angry. It's okay to be angry, but you're not allowed to hit people. And I do that with Jude, too. But I think he has more... He has more emotions and not as many words as Miles did at that age.
Should get him a punching bag or something like that. So they have something to take their aggression out on.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, people say that. And in my head, that makes sense. But it sounds like a lot of
work.
Redirection.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Well, that's the key to parenting, from what I understand, is redirecting attention when they do something that they're not supposed to do.
Yeah, but those are things that sound really good in theory. And then when it's down to it, and then you're like... You don't think about it until after the fact. It's hard to remember those things in the moment. Like, oh, yeah, okay, now's when we're supposed to stop down. And otherwise,
punch the punching bag.
You know, or you wouldn't yell at your kids. You'd be like, oh, let me count to 10 and let me calm down before, so that I can have a nice conversation with my children and explain to them why it's not okay to run through the house.
Well, when Daniel Tiger gets mad, he takes a deep breath and counts to 4.
Daniel Tiger's the worst parent ever.
I can tell you that. Daniel Tiger's the child, duh.
He's going to be the worst parent ever.
Yeah, he's going to be terrible. He's such a brat. Oh my gosh. Daniel is so bad. Like, I look at his tiger parents, and tiger mommy got knocked up by tiger daddy and had little baby Margaret. And Daniel doesn't know how to handle Margaret. Like, he freaks out. Margaret gets more attention than me. Why can't we play kick the ball? Because Margaret's having a tantrum. I want to kill Margaret. Like, I'm surprised Daniel's not a homicidal brother at this point, as big of a brat as he is.
Daniel sounds like Miles.
Mr. Rogers would be so disappointed.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that you're a better parent than me when it comes to TV watching, because I don't watch TV with my kids.
We do when we're eating lunch or something like that.
Oh.
That, and my nephew takes so long to eat. So long to eat that we can usually get at least one episode in.
Oh.
And so I've grown to know Daniel. And we buy the books too. I get him the Daniel Tiger books and whatever.
Yeah.
So that hopefully he'll learn and stuff.
When you have three kids, you don't have to sit with them to eat anymore. They can eat with themselves.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have work to do. Let me know when you're done.
Well, if you want me to come over and push your three-year-old around, you just let me know.
Okay.
I can at least trip him.
Yeah.
You know, he would learn his lesson if somebody tripped him and maybe held his arms to his sides for a little bit and threatened him.
Hey, maybe we can work that out.
You just let me know. I do it because I love you.
I'll keep you on speed dial.
Thank you so much.
Love you, Shannon.
If anybody's got any tips for Deontay, I know there's so many people out there with kids and so many different parenting perspectives.
Yes.
I know everybody thinks that their way of parenting is the only way to parent.
Yeah, I don't think that.
God help you. God help you with how volatile this conversation could get. But I'm sure Deontay would love to read your comments and suggestions about what she should do with her kid.
Dude, I am not the judgy parent. And if it works at your house, it may work at mine.
So let us know what you do. At The Stuff Podcast is our Facebook page. And good luck to you.
Thank you. I need it.
I love you.
I love you too.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.